From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
As Dawn said in the first hour, maybe Cash Patel the final dagger to the defund the police movement.
Nice.
We'll get to the DA race and the impact that Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Sherelle Parker, as well as George Soros, could have on whether or not Krasner serves another term. We'll get to that, and also a little media consumption with James Bond, that series that, what do they call that technically? It's purchased by Amazon, but the James Bond
franchise,
that's the word, yeah. I'm looking for, yes. And I actually think we're on the verge of seeing these big tech companies gobble up a lot of things.
You know, Bezos is like, I could be Bond.
Yeah. Or he's, I could buy Bond.
He's all buff now. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, it's amazing. He was a just ugly looking sloppy schlub.
Yep.
20 years ago, wasn't he?
It's true.
Now all of a sudden he's jacked up like Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah.
You notice that? Unbelievable. I tell you what, HGH works wonders.
What was your favorite James
Allegedly.
Bond?
Allegedly. The original was Sean Connery.
The original.
Yeah.
Pussy galore.
Roger Moore.
Goldfinger.
Roger Moore.
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, Pierce Brosnan. I can't stand Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Pierce Morgan.
Wow.
Pierce Morgan.
That was a joke.
Oh, well,
working
he
on my
would
peers
love that. His That's like a stroke to his ego.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Then he wouldn't be fobbed off. All right, let's get to the news. Round number two at 7:08. Dawn Stensland, take it away.
Yes, and good morning, Kill and Company News Live, this 7 a.m. edition. We have a warm-up in the forecast that we'll bring to you in just a moment. So let's start with, if we may, and we are sponsored this morning by Meineke. The fire that's now out, but it has been smoldering all week at SPS Technologies in Abington Township. And so the real story here is that all the schools, businesses, everybody's back. They've been testing. I'll talk about that. But, you know, one of the stories is that they're worried about the fact that the flames from this fire earlier this week, the good news is apparently did not reach the largest storage areas of what we now know are some volatile chemicals on the site. So in other words, that I think was the biggest concern of this thing, but they did not burn those most volatile chemicals. And I think that was something we we inferred that there was something else going on here, as all, you know, the feds were on the site, the state, all these different health officials. And so they wanted to absolutely make sure that the most volatile chemicals were kept intact and not near the flames and that sort of thing. There are still hot spots as to what is left from this manufacturer of steel fasteners for the aviation and aerospace industry's military subcontractor. As I've been reporting, 60 employees evacuated from this, you know, 600 plus thousand square foot huge building and complex. If you ever drive through there, you know exactly the area. But the most thankful part here, the piece of this, is that the chemicals on site, these most volatile ones, were kept separate from that main building where the workers were and that sort of thing, which, you know, was obviously by design. We know Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, they have spoken out in news conferences yesterday. They said they tested the air for these six different concerning compounds, and they've said that they did not detect any chemicals of concern. So the air has been tested, the water has been tested, and then the state's lead environmental regulators, they launched a web page because of this, and that's devoted just to this incident. So if you live in that area, you can check that out, which they're going to update, they say, with the latest information continuing. And so they do have, and Nick, you called this one because you had asked if the feds were there from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Yes.
Good.
So that the feds are here on multiple levels, ATF, as well as the United States Environmental Protection Agency,
which is headed up by New York's Lee Zeldin.
And yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's Sean Farish's buddy, by the way.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Sean Farish, I think, advocate for Lee Zeldin. So,
but they're friends. Well, I guess he knew him from back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
yeah when he was doing all the
grassroots
stuff.
So there's another monitor at the railroad tracks between the plant and the houses to the southeast of the plant. The second one is next to the Jenkintown Middle and High School complex. And then also, I will tell you that Bucks County's hazmat team, they have been looking at the air as far as the handheld meters and doing air testing. So you think about Montgomery County, Bucks County, Philadelphia County. This has been a really massive effort. And then the state and then the Fed. So I just want to point this out. A lot of people are still concerned about it. And it just affects, obviously, the UPenn campus there. The concern, obviously, was anything volatile. There are some volatile chemicals held there, but they are kept separately. That's according to officials this morning. Just wanted to update you on that latest and get into some of those details for you. We talked earlier about the fact that, tragically, we know that fire that's now a big investigation, Lindbergh Boulevard yesterday, huge fire that housed the stable of horses, a dozen horses rescued. We learned late yesterday and into this morning that, in fact, two horses did not make it out and they died. And so that this is a pretty expansive, and it looks like they're expanding that investigation with Montgomery County as well as Philadelphia County. They're looking at the situation and trying to find some, you know, find homes for these horses. So we've got that one going on. And then as well, Philadelphia Parking Authority, heads up, there are some new programs coming into this spring and this summer. This is the first one I'm seeing rolling out. And so it's the Philadelphia Parking Authority. They're posting the notices, giving you a heads up that they're using these new artificial intelligence cameras that will generate tickets if you are a vehicle that parks illegally in those bus and bike lanes. And so these cameras are also fitted on the SEPTA buses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So don't block that lane.
Yep.
I believe the opening fine is $101. It's a big, it's more than those red light cameras.
$101.
$101.
They couldn't just make it a flat Hyundai.
I know. That they're going to add a buck.
Greedy.
So I got a kick out of that. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot going on. We also have in the Trump administration, Nick, if you missed his great big take earlier talking about Kash Patel, obviously Kash being, you know, fully he's in the job now.
Well, yep. All right. So we're on the countdown clock.
Yeah.
Let's release the Epstein files, because I was told by a radio host that within 10 days of Kash Patel getting this job being confirmed, we were going to see the Epstein list. So
funny you say that.
He's on the clock.
I've got the quote from Bondi, Pam Bondi, last night, confirming at, is CPAC going on?
It is.
CPAC, okay. Yeah.
Trump or Musk had a chainsaw yesterday given to him.
Yeah. Him and Malay?
Yes.
Chainsaws.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I don't want to be around Elon Musk with a chainsaw, by the
he
way.
Was, he
I
was,
want that chainsaw. If he's
well,
not
you own
use
a chainsaw,
it.
Don't you, Stenzel?
I know,
you knock your
my
own trees down.
Broken. I don't know how to fix
by the way,
it.
By the
Elon,
way,
Elon, just send me yours.
Elon was zooted out of his mind yesterday, in my opinion.
What
does that mean?
Zooted? I mean, he was on something.
Yeah.
He was on something.
Yeah. That's why he's wearing the shades.
He had the shades on.
Yeah.
He had a big gold chain around his neck.
Yeah.
He was not making a ton of sense.
Pam Bondi did say that the Trump campaign promised to release the Jeffrey Epstein and Diddy lists will be kept. She said that it is both of them have extensive documentation, but in the end, they will come out. And again, as I've been saying, okay, that's cool. Same thing with JFK. But when you tell me I'm getting full transparency,
yeah,
don't let me see black Sharpies. The black Sharpies are for executive orders, not for redactions.
Trump administration, there's so much, but I'll headline Senate Republicans approved that budget framework. And so they did. It was an all night vote. And so they did manage to push past the Democrats and all of their objections. So this budget package, again, it's the framework, but it's what Republicans see as basically a down payment on Trump's agenda. Headline for you. Legislation would extend some $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and other priorities. So it looks like they're moving toward that. So we had that. That was an overnight action. The other story I want to get to, and this is, well, first of all, I know that as far as Ukraine, Zelensky, remember, he met with Kellogg, U.S. envoy, yesterday. There are headlines this morning and even in the Philadelphia Inquirer. I'll just give you the headline here. Quote, Donald Trump has tossed aside America's 80-year alliance with democratic Europe and instead aligned with a Russian dictator who hates the West and wants to destroy it.
Yeah, dictator double up.
Yeah, dictator double up or double down.
That's right. There you go.
And then the other one that's happening overnight is that and I had reported this yesterday about Hamas, remember releasing that, and it was tragic, the bodies of those four Israeli hostages.
Did you guys see the video that was released from whatever news source
disturbing.
Is over there of them carrying the caskets to loud music?
Yeah.
I mean, I was tempted to send it, you know, in our cut sheet chain, but I don't even know that we should play it. I mean, it's just infuriating, but
it is.
I'll leave that up to you guys.
But there's more. And so what happened was, so these were the four that were released, including little Kiefer Bibas and his little brother, Ariel. Kiefer, remember, the youngest, nine-month-old. They were redheaded brothers, and their 33-year-old mother, Shiri, then 84-year-old Oded Lifshitz, so an 84-year-old. But now they did the autopsies, the DNA testing. Yeah. Israel is coming back and saying that, in fact, this is not the body of 33-year-old Shiri, the mom.
These Hamas scumbags, I'm telling you. Annihilate them. Annihilate their families. Annihilate all of them right now. Right now.
So the body in the casket is not DNA of what they were told they were
getting? They're not saying
the
DNA is not a match, that this is not Shiri's.
It's disgraceful.
Remains. Mm-hmm. They also say that the cause of death of little baby Kiefer and Ariel was, they say they were murdered. That this was homicide, that this was not some airstrike, the cause of... They're not saying specifically the cause of death, but they're saying that it's homicide. So...
Well, the video's out there. If we want to play it on the cut sheet of the cast.
I don't. Okay. I don't. I'm so infuriated by this thing.
I just don't know what you say after you play that.
Right? I know. It is infuriating, though. It makes your blood boil. And so it was just disturbing. And
turn it into a freaking parking lot. I'm telling you.
Golf course, please.
Yeah, and then make it a golf course. Make the Hamas bodies the whole holes in one.
Yeah. It'll be called Trump Hamas. It'll be the Trump Hamas golf resort.
We can take their skulls.
Yeah.
open up their mouths, put it in the hole, and that could be used for the...
You got a nice strip of land. You got bodies of water. You got a lot of sand traps. I mean, it's a perfect spot for a golf course.
I know. I have problems. I know that.
You do. You're a sick individual.
I'm a sick individual.
As Greg Stocker reported, the Canada team beat USA in the Four Nations face-off final. Boo.
Do we have the... Yeah, we do. The booing of... The Canadian national anthem. I think that is
this
20.
This is in Boston, correct?
20.
This was in overtime.
22.
Despite taking the lead first and eventually trailing 2-1, Connor McDavid sealed Canada's comeback with the golden goal in OT after 8 minutes, 18 seconds played.
So we have two different ones. We have the fans in Boston singing along to the U.S. national anthem, and it's like very patriotic. It really makes you feel good. But then I want to start first with...
With rage?
The American hockey fans return the favor and boo Canada's national anthem in Boston. Roll this.
Stupid anthem, stupid flag, stupid color, bad beer.
All right, and then this is the American anthem, and you really haven't seen this much patriotism, in my opinion, since right after 9/11.
Wow,
roll it.
What was that for a take?
Yeah, if you don't have chills from this, you're not alive.
The flowing image of the flag over the white hockey ice, flag flying above. The Globotron. The electronic flags. And before that, President Trump obviously had talked to Team USA via the phone. And
that didn't help. No.
They said it was a distinct honor, politics aside, when the President of the United States takes the time to speak to our players. It's an incredible honor. That from Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan.
Trump should. I mean, he blessed the Chiefs, and then he tried to bless Team USA. He should kind of stay out of the sports game. Yeah, because
why do you say that? Because Keith Olbermann tweeted the same thing last night.
Oh, did he? I'm not quoting Keith Olbermann.
Olbermann says, Trump 0-2, hashtag Eagles, hashtag Canada, meaning the United States and the Chiefs.
I'm just saying.
On the wrong side of the equation. But you know what? We'll take that, right? I'll gladly take the Eagles Super Bowl with America losing, a ridiculous concept for hockey anyway.
Why is it ridiculous?
It's not the Olympics.
And it's Sixers lost.
Sixers lose all the time.
Because Nick Cale sometimes eats these granola bars, this just in for you, is that millions of these very popular granola bars sold across the U.S. have been recalled. There's a potential presence of metal.
Cool.
Like metal chips or whatever in there.
Let me check.
So
he's going to eat one right now. Dawn.
They're made by Made Good granola bars, but I think they're rebranded possibly by others. So please be careful.
No metal.
Get a chunk
strawberry
of
and grain.
Break a tooth.
Yeah.
Strawberry and grain. There's no strawberry in there, pal.
So FDA recall. So check your granola bar, folks.
All right,
and check your vehicle Meineke when you step on your brakes. Do you hear that squeal or a grinding noise? Don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke and their expert technicians. They're going to diagnose the problem. Find a location near you, Meineke.com.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, for Larry Krasner and the future of the district attorney's office in Philadelphia, does it simply come down to money and Elon Musk against George Soros? We're going to get to that conversation because we are fearless forecasters. At least this guy is. Back after this. Stay right there.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt,
Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The Philadelphia Inquirer had a very interesting breakdown. I like when they do these five reasons to pay attention to said event coming up, right? And they say that the Philly DA's race could be defined by Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and unions. And they go into the specifics. As we know, coming up this May will be the primary, May 20th to be exact, where Krasner will seek his third term in office. Patrick Duggan is somebody that Dawn has spoken about on this show and her show many times, former municipal court judge, according to the Inquirer, positioning himself as the more moderate Democratic alternative to the progressive Krasner. And I'm not trying to lump in mayor with district attorney, obviously two separate offices, but if trends are accurate, we look here in Philadelphia, and obviously after the Jim Kenney era, there were a few options. We knew that David O. had no shot as the Republican. Going back to 1952, Philadelphia just does not want to have a Republican mayor. Helen Gim was rejected because she's a progressive nut job. And the alternative was Sherelle Parker, who is at least 1% more sane, although she can't spell. But that's neither here nor there. And then they break down some of the specifics with this. The first bullet point is, will out-of-town billionaires put their thumbs on their scale, on the scale? And they talk about how George Soros pumped in $1.4 million into Krasner back in 2017. And then they look at the flip side, the Republican billionaire, Elon Musk. And then they get into, what's the Trump effect look like? Can Krasner survive the progressive trend where in cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, they have voted out progressive DAs, including Kim Fox in Chicago, George Gascon in Los Angeles, Chesa Boudin in San Francisco. So maybe the writing on the wall is out there for Krasner. I would say this, when you pit billionaire versus billionaire, Elon Musk versus George Soros, I actually think if Elon Musk cares enough about influencing an election with money, like George Soros does, and Soros and his kid do across the country with progressive DAs, Elon Musk can defeat George Soros because Elon Musk is the wealthiest person on the planet. But I will reiterate the fact that money doesn't always guarantee the result that you're searching for. Keep in mind, prime example, the 2024 presidential election. Kamala Harris and the Democrats outspent Donald Trump and the Republicans 2-1. They had more billionaires on their side than the Republicans did. But it comes down to me, I think, whether or not Elon, and to a lesser extent Trump, care to invest the energy, the emotion, the finances into things like this. I'm not going to hold my breath as far as Krasner losing. Although, Dawn, if the trends are accurate, and if Philadelphia is going to fall in line like L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, and other big cities have, then maybe Duggan is going to be the next DA. And I know you've... Have you had him on your show? I know you've mentioned him in the past in conversations.
You know, I feel like I have. I can't, you know, because we... obviously, he's a longtime judge here in Philadelphia and well-known, and we've seen him out at different union events and FOP events and Families Back in the Badge, you know, events. So I know he has a lot of, just in general, union support as far as from, you know, police, law enforcement support, and because they feel like he's a fair judge, but also a lot of the unions really like him.
Mm-hmm.
because he's just, a well-known name and respected name in Philadelphia.
Would you say he's a law and order type guy?
I think so. I think that he's, you know, there are some judges who I think are, you know, seem to be, you know, maybe they seem to be criticized because they're too far left or too frequently, you know, are more apt to let out somebody who's violent, that sort of thing. So his reputation over the years, to my knowledge, is just somebody who's a law and order, kind of a voice of reason, a fair judge.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always heard about him. So I think that reputation precedes him as far as somebody from the bench who has a long time history here.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Krasner, you know, I think came out of, even though I know he did go to high school, he transferred here and went to high school here, but had moved from another city. So he did graduate from a suburban high school, but I don't think he even went to all 4 years of that high school. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like he moved here from, I want to say Ohio, but I'd have to look it up. But so I think that as far as Dugan, he's somebody who, you know, people feel like, you know, he's been here a long time. They know him. They know what they've got.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And so I think there's that level of familiarity, if you will.
And two other things to add to this conversation. I would like to think that Elon Musk, considering he is, in theory, Trump's right-hand man right now, he's working for Trump, whatever you want to call it. Obviously, you have Doge. But Donald Trump knows exactly what it's like to go up against far-left prosecutors, whether it's district attorneys like Alvin Bragg, state attorney generals like Letitia James. So if Trump says, hey, Elon, might want to start looking to get involved as we remember, because Trump ran on many things, one of which was a return to law and order, pumping back up the military, defunding the police, ending that ridiculous movement. So if Elon Musk, and I believe Elon Musk has probably brought this up in the past, I'm sure we could track down a soundbite where he's talked about all of these very, very progressive prosecutors. I mean, to me, it's about defeating all of these Soros-funded DAs and politicians, because I want law and order. I don't want somebody that's got 47 priors riding on a subway. That's ridiculous. That Daniel Penny situation in New York never happens if we don't have progressive district attorneys that feel the need to just keep letting everybody out and giving people 50 opportunities in this lifetime. And you can take it to the bank. Word gets around. Think about this globally. The whole world knew we had an open southern border. And what happened? Everybody took advantage of it. Everybody found an opportunity to get into the country. And you can take it to the bank that criminals know we are in a soft on crime era over the last 5 years. And that's why they know. I think I sent you guys this story a couple of days ago, either in one of our emails or our text threads, that there were many people that knew that Macy's and local authorities were not going to prosecute you if you stole under $300 at the Macy's that just went out of business here in Center City. So when word gets around, you know, we talked about it, was it in California? Anything under $900 or $1,900, you would be let go, basically? I mean, my God, we're giving criminals like the secrets of the sauce. Hey, as long as you steal $1,800, we won't prosecute you. You go in there, you swipe $1,800, and you know that the prosecutors aren't going to go after you or the cops won't do anything. That whole era has to come to an end. Totally failed experiment. And I think that's happening.
And Krasner has denied that policy, but the truth is the numbers and the stats speak for themselves.
Yeah, tell a different story.
And, you know, I think for the Macy's, you know, we feared this was going to happen, but to exacerbate the situation, the tragedy happened in which you had an accused shoplifter then stab and kill one of the hardworking guards, security guards, and injure another. And now that Macy's is being sued. They're being sued by the victim's family members because they're saying that, well, Macy's, you should have protected the security guard, our son or husband, that sort of thing. So, you know, that lawsuit, I think, is a slam dunk. I think Macy's loses that. They settle that. And so I think that was the final straw for this Macy's that has held on, which is a shame. And we don't know. Now the word is that in the Wanamaker building, this may be turned into condos. That's the best hope for this.
855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. And then the last element that they talk about here, and I'm not sure how big of a factor this will be, but maybe it's along the theme and the trend line here. What is the Sherelle Parker factor? The Inquirer writes that Sherelle Parker ran for mayor 2 years ago with a, quote, tough on crime tone, but she was careful not to criticize Krasner. Since she took office more than a year ago, Parker has made a point to appear alongside the DA after major crime incidents, and they have projected a united front. But Dugan is clearly jockeying for some of Parker's supporters. He's backed by the Philadelphia Building Trades and Construction Council, which helped the mayor win in 2023. And Dugan used Parker's campaign slogan recently, saying in a news release this month that he wants a, quote, safer, greener, cleaner Philadelphia. Do you think Sherelle Parker will publicly come out one way or the other in support of either Krasner or Dugan? It seems like she's kind of towed the line so far. But if we're looking at other cities, you know, maybe Sherelle Parker's thinking about her own bottom line. I don't know if we have any local polling on what a Krasner approval rating might look like, you know, in this municipality, so to speak, this jurisdiction. Can't imagine that it's great. So if Sherelle Parker kind of stays out of it, maybe that speaks volumes. Maybe her silence is very, very alarming and telling. If she comes out and endorses,
I don't think she will, Nick.
You think she'll just kind of just stay out of it?
No, it was last month that the local Democrats have said they're going to be hands off. They're not endorsing any candidate,
which basically means they're not backing Krasner.
Right. Yep.
Right? It's like the newspapers during the election. When the Washington Post refused to endorse a candidate, they were basically telling you by default, we do not believe in Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
So you can read between the lines there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a snub. It was definitely, there's no other way to look at it.
Yep.
And so, I think that Krasner's going to have a run for his money on this.
All right. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, here's what we have coming up. We're going to get to the cut sheet on the other side. Then Sean Farish will join us from Nashville about 8:15. We're also going to get to his thoughts, not only on the big stories of the day, but he's got some more Trump material for us. And then coming up at 9:30 this morning, a former employee of 1210 WPHT is now a former IRS employee who was part of the Trump layoffs here locally in Philadelphia with the Internal Revenue Service, and he was a staunch Trump supporter. He's going to join us and give us some of the details. Robert McCabe is his name, and he'll join us coming up in just under 2 hours. But first, a word from my friends at Piazza. We're talking about the Mercedes-Benz dealerships in Wilmington, Atlantic City, and Westchester. I might make it a double dip tonight. I might swing by Mercedes-Benz of Westchester before we get to the Joe Conklin event and take a look at all of the beautiful vehicles that I thought were once out of my price range. But after finding out I could get a Mercedes-Benz 2025 C-Class cheaper than my Honda Ridgeline truck, I'm all confused right now. I'm very verklempt. I'm waiting for that lease to come to an end. I might go Mercedes-Benz. Imagine me driving around in a Mercedes-Benz. Oh, yeah. 2025 GLE SUV, luxury vehicles out the you-know-what. And we're talking a full line here, folks. Sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. You're going to find a luxury vehicle that meets your specific needs. For me, with my wife, my daughters, dance bags, golf bags, I probably need the SUV, but you can schedule a test drive today behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz, or you can shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City anytime online at PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Don't forget the word premium, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Mercedes-Benz, well within your reach.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The purchase of the Bond franchise by Amazon, as well as this story out there that Netflix is looking to gobble up more of the NFL telecast rights. I have a couple of theories as to what the media landscape is going to look like in less than 5 years. And if you're against monopolies and big corporations dominating the world, I'm not sure that you're going to like this, but maybe I'm wrong. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, let's find out what Greg Stocker has lined up for the last cut sheet of the week.
What's on the cut sheet?
Welcome to the cut sheet on this Friday, sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or a grinding noise. Don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke, and their expert technicians will diagnose the problem, find a location near you at Meineke.com. That's Meineke.com. Thank you, Meineke, for sponsoring the Friday edition, and I believe the best edition of What's on the Cut Sheet. Should we start with CPAC? Should we start? No, you know where I want to go. Let's start with Cut 13, Phil. You guys brought this up, I believe, yesterday.
Okay.
About the Doge cuts.
Yes.
And will the American people see a refund?
Yeah.
5K.
I don't need 5K.
That's being.
I don't want it.
That's being.
I'll take yours and mine.
That's being bantied about. Kevin Hassett yesterday. So yesterday in the press briefing with Caroline Leavitt, they had both Stephen Miller and Kevin Hassett there to answer questions. You played Stephen Miller earlier. Somebody asked Hassett about the money, the refund checks being sent to the American. Would that be inflationary?
Okay.
This was his answer. Roll it.
I have a question. I'll start with you, Kevin Hassett. Thank you for being here. And then I've got a question for Mr. Waltz. On these potential checks that you might send out from Doge, is there a concern as you're thinking through this that they could be inflationary?
Oh, absolutely not. Because imagine if we don't spend government money and we give it back to people, then if they spend it all, then you're even. But they're probably going to save a lot of it, in which case you're reducing inflation.
Okay,
and also, when the government spends a lot, that's what creates inflation. We learned that from Joe Biden. And so if we reduce government spending, then that's reduces inflation. And if you give people money, then they're going to save a bunch of it. And when they save it, then that also reduces demand and reduces inflation.
Okay, so you're not worried.
So, kind of a dumb question, I thought, from the Collins, but that's what the Collins does. And I'm no economic genius by any stretch, but that last part where he's talking about Americans are going to save it, I would push back on that just knowing the way human beings are. I think Americans are going to spend all of that.
Well, that's good for the economy. That's good for the economy, right?
You're going to hire somebody to work on your house or buy some, right?
Yeah.
Put the down payment on the
hire a pool boy
vehicle, hire a cabana boy.
Garbage guy $1,000 in the holidays. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to me, I looked at it and I've read multiple things on this front. Look, it would be nice if we got some sort of check back, $5,000, whatever it is. It would be really nice if it's the 2020 60 formula of 20% we get a check, 20% goes towards paying off the deficit, 60% goes back into the fund, so to speak. That would be a good blueprint. I think there's a ton of people far smarter than any of us as far as figuring out the best way. But to say that this is going to cause more inflation, I think that's kind of a ridiculous question to ask.
Is there enough? You guys think there's enough money in the savings to send everybody a check for $5,000?
Maybe not $5,000. Well, so what's the current report as to what Doge has?
It's hard to keep up with.
It's either I've seen 55 and 72 million. All right, so let's go in between. 55 and 72 would be what? 64. If we had 64 million and we're going to give money back to every taxpayer. I don't know how many taxpayers there are in this country versus population. I have no. I'm just
going
to. I'm just going to guess 300. 300 million. Is that too high?
Yeah,
I mean, I have no idea.
That
would be $2,100 a person.
On the first question, though, what do Americans spend extra money on? Everything from home improvement to travel, dining out, entertainment, luxury goods. So you think about how that would spur the economy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I look, the fact that Jasmine Crockett would sit there and say, ain't nobody can do anything with $5,000. Like, what do you mean nobody can do anything with $5,000? There's a lot of things you could do with $5,000.
For those of you that don't know what, in case you just joined us, I know you played this clip in the big take earlier, Nick, but Jasmine Crockett said that she does not support the Doge dividend disbursement, says she doesn't know what an extra $5,000 is going to do for you.
Mm.
Roll this.
Now, President Trump says he likes the idea of giving some of the savings from Doge back to Americans as kind of a dividend. Would you support that?
Listen, he's just telling a lie. He's not the one that had anything to do with the $1,200 refunds that people had during the midst of COVID that was done by Democratic House and Democratic Senate. Right now, what they're going to do is say, hey, we want to give you a refund, but Congress won't let us because they already know that there's just no money for that. The only reason that those refunds came before was because we were living in different times. This was a time in which hopefully we won't ever ever go through again. We had a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. The bad part is that I don't know if it's once-in-a-lifetime because we know that Ebola, unfortunately, was detected right here in New York here recently.
Cool.
And if we continue down this road of getting rid of scientists or deciding that we don't want to rely on experts as it relates to what they're telling us to do, or we don't want to deal with vaccines and medicine in this country, then we may be facing not only our next pandemic, but our next 2, 3, or 4 pandemics because of their incompetence. So no, we are not in the business of giving out money.
Oh.
And honestly, I don't know what $5,000 will do for you.
So now the Democrats are fiscally conservative when Trump is in office.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Jasmine Crockett just a day or two ago posing for a picture with Alex Soros. So as just a schleb peasant here, yeah, you're right. I don't need the $5,000. But let me ask you something, Toots. You need that Soros cash, don't you, to keep running?
Toots.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't tell me. I'm so sick of these people that are her, Sonny Hostin, all of these people. Oh, well, that $9 toll tax has made my life more convenient as my limo driver takes me into the Big Apple where I get $2 million a year to speak with a panel of 7 people for an hour on top of my husband allegedly defrauding his patients. But you know what? As infuriating as they are, God bless them. Let them keep doing it. Do you think that resonates with her voting base in her district in Dallas, Texas?
No.
Well, no, people love free money.
Like, I've never met anybody that would turn down $5,000.
Nobody's going to turn it down.
It would be very smart for Trump and the GOP to give away free money because, as we see, people like free money.
If I'm the RNC, I clip the last 7 seconds of that, and I run that in ads constantly.
But I will say it's different than a stimulus check, let's say. It's different than free money because what they're saying is that it's what they're proposing in this Doge dividend, if it's real,
yeah,
is that it would be 20% of the money that they've saved.
Yes.
And I believe that it would be, they have to wait until the checks would go out in 2026, right? Because mm-hmm. they have to have achieved the savings. And then my question, though, is I was looking up how many people pay income tax.
Right.
Because isn't it your federal income tax?
Correct.
So that's like, what, 79, 80 million, like not everybody pays the income tax.
Mm-hmm.
So that would not be the entire country, obviously.
Sure.
It would be like 79, 80 million people.
Okay. So if we...
Shouldn't there be a cap? Like Elon Musk does not need a $5,000 check.
No.
Donald Trump does not need a $5,000 check.
Right. There's be so some like, people that just, you know.
So what's the cap then?
What's considered rich these days? Like $1 million is not considered rich.
No.
Right.
No.
Depending on where you live.
Yeah, depending on where you live. I mean, you know, 6 figures doesn't even go as far as it used to, obviously, with inflation.
And plus that, when you say millionaire, it depends on, you know, you can be cash poor. But, you know, if you're a farmer, you don't have any cash.
Right.
Your land might be worth $1 million, but you're not going to sell that.
Mike L. says it's supposed to be per household, not per person.
Okay.
So.
Well, my way, I'm not, if it's per household, I'm never going to see it
anyway.
You're
never going to see it. It's going to go right
out the door. But how many of us have a credit card right now that has a $5,000 balance and the interest rate's 28%? And
yeah.
Jasmine Crockett? I mean, if right now, if you looked in your wallet and you had a Chase credit card at 27.79% and you have a $5,000 balance on a $10,000 limit, not that I'm giving out real specifics of my life, but if I was, wouldn't I just like to take that check that Jasmine Crockett says I don't need and pay that off? Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good idea.
So according to, this is CNBC, which is not, you know, right-leaning at all. So they looked at the number. They said, if you cut the federal spending by $2 trillion out of a $6.75 trillion annual budget, in the latest fiscal year that ended, obviously, last September 30th. So if they did that and then you took 20%, that's $400 billion distributed is $5,000 per household of those 79-plus million mm-hmm. that pay the income tax.
Now, imagine this, plus what you might get back in a handful of weeks around April 15th or shortly thereafter. All of a sudden, now an American's got, I don't know, $8,200 of extra disposable income, or to, you know, like Dawn said, do the roof, or maybe buy a new chainsaw.
Scott writes on YouTube, this isn't free money, it's overpaid taxes.
That's,
we should get it back in our tax returns.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be, that's what I'm saying. It's not a, This is not like an incentive thing. It's not which like is, during the COVID money, right. which was borrowed money. This is our money. And that's what I resent about all these different Democrat lawmakers or any lawmakers or ABC hosts who make, you know, $10 million a year, whatever they make. This is our money, our tax dollars that were wasted, the fleecing of America. We were damaged. We were victims of fraud, and this is getting a portion of our money back.
Let's stick with this, but go to the illegal alien portion of the for DOGE and the Department of Education. This was, I think this was one of those undercover videos that O'Keefe does. This is cut five here. This is an official for the Department of Education, and he admits that they are running a quote, sanctuary program for illegal aliens and hiding information from DOGE.
Department of Education?
Yeah.
So they're like Nick Cale, who's trying to get around his wife seeing all the money.
That's correct.
Basically.
That's right.
So you and I have to talk.
Yeah. Because
you know that you can, out of your paycheck,
oh, here we go.
You can divert like a little bit every pay period.
We'll skim a little off the
just
top.
Just skim a little and just put it into a little.
Shave a little bit.
You know, like American Heritage or any credit union. Just put it into a different account, my friend. Like,
Nick, why have you been at Park so frequently?
There are other ways that you can write from the electronically. You can hide that money.
Well, we'll talk.
This isn't this isn't O'Keefe. This is the Project Veritas, which he used to be a part of. This is Travis Combs. He's the branch chief, Department of Education. Roll this film.
If they actually knew, Congress actually knew that we don't have that, there would be a lot of problems. A lot of we would be in a position of like being a sanctuary. You know, yeah, like sanctuary city. It would be like a sanctuary program where we're spending federal dollars on illegal immigrants.
Like they shut off everyone's access to everything.
This is Dutch.
In the building, looking through everything. I'm telling you, it is insanity.
It sounds like a bad movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Democracy Falling should be like the title of the movie. I mean, if you want to have a conversation with somebody, you do have to take it offline. But you're not supposed to.
I mean, you have to now.
Yeah. So everybody uses that Snap signal now.
And you're all on like video chat, like
So it's just like a text messaging app, basically, like a WhatsApp, but it's encrypted end to end.
Encrypted.
So you can do business stuff like on there.
Thomas Matthew Crooks' phone.
So there you are.
Yeah, this is pretty wild. I mean, I love how this dope Travis Combs is like, yeah, we should call it Democracy Falling. No, it's actually the opposite if you think about it. Americans voted for ending this absurdity. And what has happened? We have found out that you and the Department of Education are basically taking the teachers union version of sanctuary cities and using our tax dollars on illegal immigrants.
By the way, can I just say something? I don't know Travis Combs. I have no idea what his lifestyle is. But it does appear to me that they take a certain a group of people and they promise them dates.
Yeah, men with certain traits that they exude.
His commenting on that on the
They get him a few cocktails.
Again, I don't know this individual.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, can I just say this? Like, I'm doing this disclaimer because I don't want to get our radio station sued. But if it's such a, everybody celebrates being whatever, why is it inflammatory or derogatory or slander to call somebody gay if they're not? You know what I mean? Like, if somebody called me gay, I would be like, no. No, I'm cool. I wouldn't sue them for it.
No.
You'd be complimented because they would mean that you're like a good dresser.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Right.
Got a great t-shirt collection, beautiful hair.
It's like, seriously, it means that your home has like brand new windows and like you're the best kept house and the best.
Yeah. I will say if I was running any of these federal agencies, I'm sending out an email memo. Do not go out on dates and drink and talk business.
I was just going to say that.
Because O'Keefe and Veritas are looking to get people in these gotcha moments.
Well, I have gay friends, and they are very chatty. So, like, and they like to gossip. So they're like women.
You get me a bourbon, I'll be chatty Cathy to the umpteenth degree.
So it probably does benefit them because they can be like, okay, who can we get out, ply with some alcohol, and let them Spill the beans, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
But that just goes to show you the rot in all these federal agencies.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought in a million years the Department of Education would be involved in funding sanctuary programs. It's unbelievable.
Well, I think they all are.
Yeah.
They've all found, seriously, little loopholes. Mm-hmm. And that to me, that's the story here. The story here is that when Congress approves money to be spent, there should, you know, people should not go looking for loopholes on how to get around spending it on the original intent.
Right.
And that's what we're really seeing is that, and that's the story that I think the so-called mainstream media is not focusing on.
Yep.
By the way, streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHD. By the way, we're going to play, Dawn has been reporting all week about that vegan, trans,
Zizian
cult. We have a little montage package that kind of describes everything, has a bunch of news things, has pictures. So if you want to see this, it's all, you know, we'll play it in a couple minutes here on YouTube.
If you've ever thought of joining a transgender, vegan, anti-AI cult, this is like a recruitment video.
It is amazing to see. YouTube.com/at1210WPHE. We'll play it in a couple of minutes. Give you guys time to get over there if you're able. If you're not, you can watch it later, or you can listen to it. Yeah. Yesterday at CPAC, what I believe was a very zooted Elon Musk came out in black sunglasses, a chain thing around his neck, kind of talked and didn't make a ton of sense. I mean, I guess that's nothing new for Elon Musk.
Oh, but he was, wow.
What?
I love yourself. Elon Musk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you said, yeah, Elon, here.
Sorry. I know.
Yourself.
He's fired up. He's fired up. Okay. The crowd fired him up.
I'm not anti-Elon Musk. I just, like, you know, like, I like to make fun of people. It's kind of what my job is.
Yeah, I like that.
He was gifted a chainsaw fuel for bureaucracy from Argentinian President Javier Milei.
I love Milei, by the way.
Roll this film.
We've got one more surprise in case this wasn't enough. I'm going to let Elon do it. Who else is here?
President Milei has a gift for me.
Javier Milei from Argentina. You guys know.
Whatever he's on, I want some.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Why don't we bring him out?
Yeah.
I'll be on that tonight for Conklin.
Tickets still available, joeconklin.com, by the way.
Look at Malay. He's like Cactus Jack.
Awesome. There's a reference nobody gets.
Don't lose any digits here. Careful, boys.
That's a maniac.
The chainsaw for bureaucracy. Chainsaw.
Good God.
Turn it on.
He doesn't know how to turn it on.
You're right. Dawn does.
There's zero chance he knows how to jumpstart that thing.
Dawn would carve those sofas up in a heartbeat.
That's what he should have done, honestly.
But see,
look at Malay's hair, by the way.
Yeah, that's some hair. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see
it. Is that a battery? Because there's no gas. It's not gas, is it?
No. Why? I don't think so.
Why do you think it's not? Oh, because there's no gas tank. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're
correct.
It's climate friendly.
That's a Fugazi chainsaw.
Yeah, I don't know because.
I don't like it.
I'm trying to see what. Because. Mine is like I can plug it in.
Oh, you have an electric one?
That's a low energy one.
You don't have like the gas powered one?
No, I don't have the gas one. I don't want to deal with the gas.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So I don't have one of the big huge. My girlfriend had. So my point is that one.
She deals
huge.
With enough gas living with three men.
Yeah.
And being around two men here on the radio.
You should have seen me in Tennessee cutting down rose bushes with a chainsaw 6 years ago. My wife was petrified. She really thought I was going to drop it, saw off my leg, lose a finger or three.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering about that chainsaw. Is that a real chainsaw? Did they just take? I think it's a battery. It's got to be battery or electric.
It's pretty glitzy looking.
I don't know if that's a real chainsaw or not.
Yeah, it might be a commemorative one.
Usually
a commemorative one.
Usually the huge ones like that. Somebody on the group chat is going to know, but. Usually the huge ones, like I couldn't find a big one that, unless it was gas powered.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
He actually talked about buying Twitter X now. I will never call it X, by the way.
I know. I still, it's stupid.
Twitter's a dumb name, too. But I'm just, it's so in my brain
right.
that I will never call it X. Cut eight, Phil.
But then you learn that, like, there's yeah. hundreds of billions of dollars going to these so-called NGOs.
Yeah.
And it's your tax dollars that are funding things that are fundamentally anti-American.
And they're propping up their narrative.
Yes.
A lot of that government money has been propping up a left that I don't think is as strong as they made it seem.
In fact, a massive amount of your tax dollars is going to legacy media companies.
Yes.
Directly from the government.
The government wants to take over media.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. That's why we have X.
Yeah, and that's why you
spent $44 billion. I mean, that's a lot of money.
I mean,
more than it was probably worth. But it had there was a message.
Freedom is priceless.
Priceless. Yeah. 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 Probably one of the most important investments this country's ever seen. If you got to protect the First Amendment, it's not much more important than that.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of criticism, and people said, "Well, that privacy is a huge idiot from a you know, like look, you know, you bought it for whatever $44 billion, and now it's worth like 8 cents." And
it's not worth 8 cents.
It was essentially to buy freedom of expression, and. Yeah.
Once that's gone, it's all over.
It. Yeah.
It's all
what
over.
Is up with those glasses?
Yeah,
tyranny is really quick after
cool.
that.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's all the sort of federal money going to media companies is what helps explain why the legacy media all says the same thing at the same time.
He's got DeSantis' boots
isn't
on.
It like, it's like weird. Like, you can put him up where it's like, you know.
Mouthpieces.
He also has dry mouth.
For the state.
He does.
You know,
side effect.
Those of us who know a thing or two about drinking and drugs
mm-hmm.
know that that might be a side effect.
A little cotton mouth. A little bit. So I just snorted there. You know, it's sad that he had to resort to purchasing back the right of freedom of expression. And when we think about the hysteria from the other side, whether it's billionaires, whether it's media control, or it's trimming the fat, it's, well, we're not mad about you purchasing X, but we're mad that you reestablished free speech because we had a monopoly on all of it. And the left still does. They still have Facebook. They still have Google. They still have TikTok and Instagram and everything under the Meta umbrella. They still have legacy media. They have all the newspapers. And all Elon did was balance out free speech on just one platform. And then when we talk about Doge, you think about how just warped these people have become. Yeah. They're not mad about the fraud. They're mad that he's exposed it.
I am so tired. Ever since he bought Twitter, the conversation about, like, hey, it's just a billionaire. Like, it's not... He has the right to do with Twitter X whatever he wants to do with
it. If you don't
it.
Like
it's
it,
his,
leave.
It's his playground. It's his sandbox. If you don't like it, leave. It's not some, you know, a cost against free speech, or it's not like he's letting people get on there and say whatever they want to. More power to him. If you don't like it, don't be on there.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. I don't understand.
It really isn't.
All these people are like, I'm leaving X. Who cares? Who gives a...
Yeah, and it's the same thing, you know, with YouTube. Why don't you guys broadcast on Rumble? Well, look at YouTube's value and the reach it has. You'll understand why. If you don't like YouTube, there's alternatives to YouTube.
There was an article the other day about how YouTube is the new TV. So, I mean, you know, we just got ahead of the trends while everybody else jumped on our bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. We're going to dip our toe in YouTube. We're not going to broadcast everything. We're just going to dip our toe in it.
We did a cannonball with our shirt off.
Yeah.
In the deep end.
That's how we do it here.
Off the diving board.
That's how we do it here.
Like, what's his name?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
In the movie in the 80s. Oh, God. Not Sam Kinison.
Screaming.
What? Rodney Dangerfield.
While you're thinking about this.
Yeah, well, I'll get back to you.
Let me just say something really quick.
Triple Indy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say something really quick about communication. So I think that with Elon Musk, because he does love history. We know that. And we know that he looks into all of this. Whenever you look back at any period in time, think of Ben Franklin, you think of Abraham Lincoln, when, you know, during the whole situation with Stanton, where he was, you know, trying to win the Civil War. What do you do in any situation where there's a war, where there's a battle? Do you know what you do? You make sure that you seize control of the communications system.
Yeah.
And so that, in my humble opinion, Elon knew, Trump knew, they all know you've got to have at least one communication, you know, control of communication.
Agreed.
And so I think that's just a piece of him. That's why he bought Twitter.
By the way, ipso facto, who's been around forever, and I thought he liked me, but he takes a shot at me. He says, so I guess you two didn't exist before Greg came along. No, I didn't say that.
That's right. He invented it.
All I'm saying, I'm not a radio host to say it, says I invented everything. All I'm saying is that there wasn't a lot of what we do, news talk, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like this type of radio broadcasting, streaming live on YouTube before we started doing it.
Yeah.
Yes, of course there were some, and I know podcasts have been doing it for forever. You know, and Howard Stern started it in the 90s. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that this type of stuff that we do here wasn't really done.
That's right. We didn't invent it. We just perfected it.
Thought better of you, XO.
By the way, back to school.
Well, we work to perfect it.
Yes.
Every day.
By the way, Jimmy Matthews, I'm just kind of reading. I'm having a Tony Bruno moment.
Yeah, you're all over
the
place.
I'm reading the YouTube chat. Jimmy Matthews asked about the Steve Bannon Nazi salute. Did you guys see this?
Jimmy Matthews is also talking about heterosexual wooden.
Well, okay.
Jimmy's got a lot of thoughts.
Wooden. Is that your cover band?
What
did Bannon do?
Let me play this, and I'll let you two judge if this was. I mean, like, can we stop with the Nazi salutes? Like, I get it. I understand people are very sensitive about this stuff, but like, not everything is a Nazi salute.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly it was not with Elon Musk, in my opinion. Now, I have not seen this, so I'll judge this accordingly.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Roll this.
The only way that they win is we retreat. And we're not going to retreat. We're not going to surrender. We're not going to quit. Fight, fight, fight. Amen.
Very low energy. I mean, he didn't even do the chest tap. Can we actually, if we have a chance at some point in the show, can we do like a side-by-side or run them back-to-back of Elon when he did that, when the media lost their mind versus Bannon? I mean, that doesn't look like much to me.
Can you roll one more time? I'm just curious. What do you guys think? I mean...
No, it doesn't seem...
Roll it again.
The only way that they win is we retreat, and we're not going to retreat. We're not going to surrender. We're not going to quit. Fight, fight, fight. Amen.
My bigger problem is that he stole fight, fight, fight from Trump.
Well, he said that
quoting
too.
That.
Yeah.
Quote Trump.
Yeah, and then the fact that he's got three pens on his shirt. Did you see that? Can we freeze that for a second?
Can you focus on the salute?
I'm the only one that's answered it. Look, he's got three. There's three pilot black pens. He probably got them from Staples. Why do you need three on the shirt? I'm the only one that's answered it. I say no. So when you two want to answer it, go right ahead. I've answered it. I say no. Does not look like a Nazi salute. To me, it has to be like emphatic. You know what we really should do? Let's do a triple header here. Let's roll one of Hitler doing it.
Nope, let's not.
Let's roll with Elon
what
Musk.
What is wrong with you?
And then let's roll Bannon.
So get off my picture on this.
So we can properly contextualize it.
Oh, no. Here we go. Go ahead.
As three people here who have emphatically denounced Hamas and Hitler and the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
Can we do this? Can we bring Sean, are you there?
Is Sean there?
Of course I'm here. We're ready to roll. We're always ready to roll.
Can you
Let's
roll?
Let's make it happen, shall we?
Can you roll on this? Like, did you see the Steve Bannon thing? Is that him giving a Nazi salute? Because that's what everybody is. That's what the headlines are. Have you seen this video?
Oh, he did a salute now too?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
First it was Elon, now Bannon did it?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Can we?
He's not doing a Nazi salute. There's these. any the whole Nazi thing now, it sucks because there are real Nazis out there.
And, exactly.
And, like, we're never going to know who they are now because the left calls everybody else a Nazi.
Right.
Could we get the real Nazi on and make it? No.
Can we?
Technically, I'm looking it up from the war, like, images. So I'm just going to get technical here.
Technical.
Bannon is, like, kind of doing a side to his right side, like an angle.
Oh, boy.
And actually, if you want to be technical about what that was with the Hitler Youth, it was to the front. So if you had done that in front of, you know, you probably would have been shot, I guess. But it was, do you know what I'm saying? It's not, if you want to be technical about
it. It's just insane to me that the left is all for Hamas and anti-Jew, yet they're the ones claiming the right, who have defended Israel's right to exist, as being Nazi supporters.
Let's roll it for Sean so Sean can see it.
Yeah.
That they win as we retreat, and we're not going to retreat. We're not going to surrender. We're not going to quit. Fight, fight, fight. Amen.
Ferris, your thoughts?
It's
like this.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing. If we have to question whether it was a Nazi salute, it's not a Nazi salute.
Great point.
It's a great point,
like,
sir.
Like, Adolf Hitler never left any room for interpretation. Right. He knew exactly what he was doing. Right? Like, that's the point. You know? Like, oh, what is he doing? Is he waving? No, he's not waving to somebody. You know what I mean? So if we have to ask, like, hey, was that a... It wasn't. Move on, Joy Reid.
It's, you know what it's like? It's like cheerleading competition, almost. Like, we're like, no, it's not to the front. It's to the side. It's
to the left.
Right. Like, we're now like Olympic judges, like, analyzing his form.
Okay.
Like, give me that's a point off.
Yeah.
That's a point. He's a little off center. Like, give me a point.
So would you give it a 5, Sean?
Yeah, what is this? Like a 1-bite pizza review? Yeah, by the way,
We'll say? Because we have to use DEI grading terms now. Mm. You know, instead of that's a failing grade, he's just emerging as a Nazi.
Emerging. Right. He's making strides.
Oh, my God.
I just did a quick search on Google. Steve Bannon Nazi salute. So there's only one or two mainstream media outlets that actually have this story that's popped up in the results. Newsweek, Steve Bannon accused of making Nazi salute. And
Newsweek, by the way, the same outlet that blamed NASCAR crashes on Donald Trump.
That's correct.
Put that one out there.
And Yahoo, Steve Bannon appears to flash a quick Nazi salute at CPAC. There's no results here for NBC, The Washington Post, The New York Times. So it's basically
not yet.
it's only 8:20. Yeah, it's 8:22 in the morning.
Right,
they're
true.
They're not up yet.
That's true.
All right, let's keep rolling with Elon at CPAC, shall we? He talked about being a puppet to Putin. This is cut 19, Phil. Roll it.
Couple minutes left here. Russia. There's a huge push from the administration.
Yeah. People are like sometimes like
to end this war.
Say like, you know, I'm a bought asset of Putin.
Yeah.
I'm like, he can't afford me.
I think you're worth more than Russia.
Think about it.
He's worth more than Russia.
That's just funny.
So you're trying to end a war. It's all ending a war always means you have to compromise. You have to negotiate with an enemy or an adversary. That's just what it is. And right now, they are lambasting the president for trying a different method to a war that they haven't been able to end for 3.5 years or 3 years.
Yeah.
They, you know, they're saying Trump's blaming Zelensky for the invasion. How do you process all of the negativity toward him for trying to end this war?
Well, first of all, I think we should have empathy for the people dying at the front lines. That's the most important thing. And people have been dying, you know. It's like, how many more years is this supposed to go on?
Yeah.
And imagine if that was your son, your father, what are they dying for?
Yeah.
What exactly are they dying for? That line has the line of engagement has barely moved for 2 years.
Yeah.
This is a whole bunch of people dead in trenches. For what? And I'll tell you what for what. It's like for the biggest graft machine that I've ever seen in my life. That's for what? It's unreal. Like the amount of money that is being taken in graft and bribery is disgusting. And so what's actually happening is that those you know, people, those poor guys are getting sent into a meat grinder for money. That's what's actually going on.
Yeah.
And it needs to stop.
You know, it's interesting. You hear some of the talking points these days, and it's, well, just because Elon's the wealthiest guy on the planet, you know, they're all greedy, doesn't mean he can't become bought and paid for as well. I would like to reiterate that Elon was kind of the first billionaire 3 years ago to start the trend when it was unpopular to become a free speech advocate, when it was unpopular to align yourself with Donald Trump. Remember, when he purchased Twitter in 2022 and then restored Trump's ability to use the platform, even though he was on Truth, it was the unpopular thing. Like, he became the villain and became the heel well before Bezos or anybody else that's all of a sudden jumped on the popular bandwagon that is Trump. So I think that's worth pointing out, Sean.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, look, Elon Musk, people are flipping out over him being successful. You know, just because he's the richest guy in the world doesn't mean he's successful. I think AOC said something like that, which, whatever. I mean, she just continues to say dumb things all the time. It is alarming how stupid she is. And then you have like Jasmine Crockett, who, if she blinks too fast with those eyelashes, she's going to take off, right? It's going to be like unbelievable. Like that, those might have been the drones over New Jersey. It might have been Jasmine Crockett flying to work. You know, nobody knows. But AOC and these people who are criticizing Elon Musk for being wealthy are at the same time are telling you, well, he's not that wealthy because now he stole your social security number and he's going to open up a line of credit. If Elon Musk tries to open up a line of credit in my name, good luck. Yeah,
that's funny.
You know what?
Let's trade identities. How about that? I'll trade you yours for my, so I could open up some lines, and then when we trade back, we'll do what we can do.
They have reached the point where they're actually fear-mongering so badly that they think that Elon Musk is going to pull up Bob in Minnesota's social security number and run up a Chase MasterCard in his name.
Dude, the guy owned PayPal. If he wanted to, he would have done it already.
It is so funny.
I got news for you. He doesn't need Joe Blow's personal information. And oh, by the way, the federal government's had Joe Blow's information.
Yeah.
He sends rockets into outer space. Do you think he needs to open up a line of credit in a bingo lady's name? I don't think so. How about it for fraud, and we're talking about identity? How about we look at Act Blue, who you go to some of these people's houses, and they look like they haven't seen the sun in years, but they're donating to Democrats every day? Give me a break. Give me a break.
We should take a break and come back on the other side. We have to stay on schedule today, guys, because of we have a lot going on. So,
all right,
more with Sean and everybody on the other
side.
Yes,
Donald Trump will join us on the other side.
Wow,
what does 47 have to say about the media losing their mind over 47 calling Zelensky a dictator? We will find out next here on Kale and Company. Stay right there.
You've heard me talk about Chapman windows, doors, and siding for years now. I think the world of the Chapman family team love the work they've done in my home. And you know by now, if I needed windows, doors, siding, I'd only trust the Chapman family team. They're local, and you may not realize it. I hope you've heard me say before, they can also replace, yes, your old roof. They have you covered there, literally. Family-owned and operated Chapman windows, doors, and siding. They've been around for a little over 30 years, started out in Chester County, hundreds of great reviews online, which speak to their reputation. If you look them up online, community awards, they're known for their quality workmanship, the customer service, and they spend the time to really understand your needs, educate you on all of your options. They also have financing available right now, which you can leverage, you know, to make sure that your new roof or other remodeling projects are a reality. And even though I mentioned those hundreds of great reviews that you can see online, I would say I always want word of mouth. I want to know somebody who had the work done before I hire somebody, especially for an important investment, especially to do work in my home. And so that's why I say the Chapmans, they've been coming into my home. I've known them for about a decade now. And so I can vouch for them that the name Chapman to me is synonymous with the word integrity. So whether it's a new roof, windows, doors, siding, shutters, give them a call, text them. They're local, they're like-minded, 610-431-8898, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dolan sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Mr. President, good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, you know what? I'm very upset about what happened last night, the 51st state. You know, you look at that. We are deporting Austin Matthews because he missed too many point-blank shots. I have to say that. If I was on the ice, we would have won 15,000-2. But Austin Matthews decided he was going to get on the doorstep and then forget to open the door and walk right into the house. What a loser. I can tell you that. He's a loser and he's overrated. Talk to me when you score a goal that counts, Austin. Let me tell you something, okay? 60 goal seasons, but can't score on the biggest stage of your life because we know you're never getting to a Stanley Cup. So we're going to be deporting Austin Matthews. We're sorry, Toronto Maple Leafs, you stupid people. We're going to be deporting him somewhere far away because we should have won that game. I gave a beautiful speech, you know that? I got along very well with Herb Brooks. Great moments are born from great opportunities. And I gave a beautiful speech. And somebody should have given Crooked Joe that speech, you know, because he had a great moment with the Pope. He had a great opportunity with the Pope, but did not have a great moment, I can tell you that. He did not. And maybe that's why the Pope has pneumonia. We'll see what's going on. Yes. But we're very unhappy. We're very unhappy about what happened last night. We're deporting Austin Matthews. We're revoking restrictions for Jordan Binnington. He's not allowed in our country. But we're very unhappy about it. And we may invade Canada today, too.
Oh.
We're slapping tariffs.
God.
And they think they won, by the way. They think they won. But California's working overtime to find a few more goals so we could come out on top, I can tell you that.
I haven't heard Jordan Binnington's name since I was in Nashville 7 years ago. My God, what a pull by Farish there. Excuse me, Mr. President Donald Trump. So, Mr. President, you know, you come out, you call Zelensky a dictator this week, and the state of the resolution between Russia and Ukraine, according to the mainstream media, it's now in disarray, but when you look at all the facts, there's a lot of actions that Zelensky has committed that would imply he is exactly that, a dictator. Your thoughts?
Well, and I'll tell you something. We call him a dictator because we like to say the first syllable of that word very strongly, right? A dictator.
Yeah.
And that's why, apparently, the Democrats, especially people like Pete Buttigieg, they love dictators, don't they?
Harry
right?
Balls.
Like Zelensky.
That's not right.
They're big. And yes, you look at Harry Balls.
Big Balls.
You look at Big Balls. These are all things that they are very interested in. You look at Buttigieg. You look at Barack Obama, Larry Sinclair. He'll tell you all about it, right? He will tell you all about how much Obama loves dictators, right? He loves dictators.
Big Balls.
Like Putin. And he loves, you know, Zelensky, right? He's a dictator. He has canceled elections. He's folded up the media into a state-run operation. Just ask NPR how that's going. It's not going very well. That's a spoiler alert, right? Spoiler. You know, he has banned the opposition party. He's stolen property from the opposition party. He's closed churches. Meanwhile, what did I do? I made a post on Truth Social. They say he's a dictator. They say I'm a dictator. All I want to do is drill, baby, drill. And I've made a habit of that my whole life, by the way. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But all I want to do is drill, baby, drill and secure the border. They say Trump is a dictator. I've never canceled an election. I've never closed the churches. I don't take people's property. We don't do that. I'm not a dictator. He's a dictator. And Putin is not our friend, right? He's not our friend. But if you ask me who has screwed over the United States more, Vladimir Putin or Vladimir Zelensky, just ask yourself which one stole $200 billion plus from us. It wasn't Putin, right? It wasn't Putin. We hurt Putin. We kept him at bay. He respects us. You look at Zelensky, and that's a bad guy. That's a stupid guy. That is a small person, and he's not a funny person either. He's funny looking when he's dancing on television, right? He's shaking his ass for people, but that's not a funny person. That's a stupid person, and he's a little person, and we're going to handle him. That much I can tell you. We're going to handle him. He's a dictator, but he's not a very good. He's a small dictator. You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. You know, you look at all of your nominations to round out your cabinet. After we got past the Matt Gaetz situation, it was, I don't want to say it was smooth sailing, but everybody got in. And yesterday, Kash Patel is in, now the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. A big advocate, a loyalist, some would say, to you. Your thoughts on Kash cashing in?
Well, I've always been a fan of Kash, both Kash and Kash Patel, right? You know I love Kash, cold, hard Kash, and that's what we're going to call him. He's the new FBI director, cold, hard Kash. I got along very well with, back in the day, J.G. Wentworth. I came up with that marketing campaign. I want cash now, right? I have a structured settlement. By the way, I don't know what that is. I don't have to structure my settlements. I've got so much money, we don't have to structure. I've built a bunch of beautiful structures, but we don't have to structure. But they say, I want cash now. So we got cash, and he's in. And he said he's going to hunt down the enemies of our country because there's a lot of bad people in our country, not parents at school board meetings, but bad people that are doing very bad things. So we're very happy to have Hegseth. And by the way, the whole cabinet, I was going to fry some chicken yesterday, but Bobby popped out of my freezer. He said, what are we doing? It was hard to understand what he said, but he said, what are we doing? You better be using tallow. I shut him back in there. I said, you got to stay in the freezer. What are we doing? But we got Bobby in. We got Hula, right? Hula, Tulsi Gabbard. We got her in. We got Pam, right? Bondi, shaking, not stirred. She's in. We got Pete Hegseth, who's the better Pete. You know, we went from Packer Pete to Pistol Pete, right? We went from Buttigieg, who is Packer Pete. And if you have to ask why, just a simple Google search, right? Whereas Mayor Eric Adams calls it Google. He says, you could Google that.
I said, Mayor Pete!
The Google dolls. I just want you to know who I am, right? I got along very well with them. But he says Google. But you can Google that. Why do we call Boot Edge Edge Packer Pete? And be careful when you look at that search. But we have Pistol Pete with Hegseth, and he's out there running with the troops and doing the push-ups like nobody's ever seen a better push-up. The only person who could do a better push-up than Pete Hegseth is yours truly, right? The 47th, because I'm in beautiful shape. You know, you have Apollo, you have Zeus. They say, sir, what's your secret? I tell them I gave him a beautiful fitness routine, the Greek gods. And we're making Mount Olympus healthy again. And we're making America healthy again. But you look at the cabinet, you look at cash, you look at these people. We have the greatest people. Nobody's ever seen people like this before. These are beautiful people and smart, very smart people. And tough, right, and strong. We have the greatest cabinet. It's a beautiful cabinet. You know who built my cabinets? Holden McGroin, because he's a woodworker. Great guy. He built my cabinets, right? He built the beautiful cabinets, a wonderful cabinet. Him and Big Balls, right? And Phil McCracken and Seymour Butts. We love these people. Great people. And Michael Hunt. We Pat know about him.
Don't forget Pat McGroin.
And Pat McCrotch, right? We don't want to talk about him. Great guy. He's actually from Australia, McCrotch. It's a long, long story. Got along very well with Australia, by the way. Kangaroos, they're beautiful things. They hop around. Yeah. But we love our cabinet. We've done a lot. 30 days, we've done a lot. And we haven't pooped in front of anybody yet. And we've done a lot.
Thank God.
And we also haven't had to be led around by the Easter Bunny, or as Joe Biden called it, the Oyster Bunny. What a stupid thing to say.
You know, one person that could have been a part of your cabinet, but very well could be the next governor of Florida, is a man that you just endorsed last night, rising star within the Republican Party, Byron Donalds of Florida. What caused you to come out and make that strong endorsement on social media of Byron Donalds?
Well, Byron Donalds is a very big, beautiful person. You look at him. If he was playing offensive line for the Chiefs, Mahomes probably wouldn't have been sacked. Nobody can get past Byron Donalds. He's a beautiful guy, and he's a strong guy, and he's big into education, and he's done a fantastic job, and he says he wants to run for governor. I think he'd make a fantastic governor. And, you know, you have DeSantis, who's right now on my good side, but we'll see what goes on. You see, because he's a small person. He's almost as small as Zelensky, right?
Mustard.
Zelensky doesn't have the boots. He doesn't have the boots, and he doesn't have the mustard, as you played. He doesn't have that either. But you look at Byron, he's a beautiful person, and he's a strong guy. He's a smart guy. And I think he'll make a fantastic governor of the great state of Florida. You say, why did you endorse him? Because I live there, right? Because I love this guy. We love this guy, Byron Donalds. He's doing a wonderful job, and he will do a fantastic job as governor of Florida, right? Governor of Florida. He's going to do, and there's a big swamp in Florida, too. We don't want to drain that, because then where the hell are the gators going to go? You look at the gators. These things have a very strong bite. But I get along well with them. I get along well. I taught Steve Irwin, who unfortunately he had a bad incident in the ocean, but I taught him everything he knew about handling reptilians. I've been doing it my whole life. And then I found a big reptile, Crooked Hillary Clinton. She's a big reptile. And we handled her too. So Byron is going to make a fantastic governor of Florida. He's going to do a wonderful job. He's a very strong guy, smart guy, brilliant person. And he has my complete and total endorsement.
One individual that is not a strong, bright, brilliant governor is Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, who is telling you that, hey, you picked the wrong fight, sir. How dare you take away my $9 congestion tax? Your thoughts on stupid person number one, Kathy Hochul?
Well, then she waved her wand at me. She's a witch. She was trying to cast a spell, and she flew around. You know, she doesn't have to pay congestion pricing because she flies around on her broomstick, right? You look at Kathy Hochul, the wicked, you know what it is, of the Northeast, right? Boy. Yeah, the wicked, not witch, it's no. A different word, right? We can't say it. But, you know, I call her the buck-toothed bandit of Buffalo, right? You look at her. I don't know who has bigger teeth, her or the logo for Buc-ee's. Have you seen Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
You have Wawa in Pennsylvania.
We love Buc-ee's.
Beautiful. They do a beautiful job, except they call. And we're signing an executive order. I just want to let you know.
Uh-oh.
We're revoking citizenship for anybody who refers to a sandwich as a hoagie.
Oh, doing that. Mr. President, come on.
You won the Super Bowl. You know, you won the Super Bowl because I was there. Let's take your wins and take the rest and go home, okay? Because we're not doing it. But we love Wawa. They do a tremendous job.
Yes.
And Buc-ee's does a tremendous job. And Kathy Hochul looks like the beaver on the Buc-ee's logo. She looks just like it. She says, this is not the fight you want. I don't know if she knows if Joe Biden's not the president anymore, right? But she's a stupid person, very stupid. Bucktooth bandit of Buffalo. If you were born in that region of the country, you were probably born sideways. I can tell you that, which results in a lot of problems. That explains the Buffalo Bills fan base, by the way. Whoever told them to jump through tables... Yeah. Is a very stupid person, but they're very loyal fans, even though they never win. You know, I couldn't imagine doing that. Or like my friend Woody Johnson, whose football team is less effective than his vaccine. I've never thought we'd see him. But the football team is less effective than the vaccine. But Woody's a good friend. We're going to try and get him to sell. Maybe we'll take it over, make the Jets great again. But you look at Hochul, and you look at congestion pricing, and you look at, she says, this isn't the fight you want. I'm not afraid of her. Nobody's afraid of her because I watched The Wizard of Oz. I got along very well with Dorothy. I'm coming fully prepared to my fight with Kathy Hochul with a big, beautiful bucket of water, and she's going to melt away, and we're all going to be just fine. That much I can tell you.
And you could bust those broomsticks up with a chainsaw. Final question for you, Mr. President. What was going on last night at CPAC? You had Elon and Javier Milei out there with chainsaws.
Well, they're having a beautiful, it was called the D.C. Chainsaw Massacre, right? Because they're right in my backyard. They've got a beautiful chainsaw, and nobody uses a chainsaw like I do. Javier, I got along well with Javier. Make Argentina great again. Wouldn't you know it? It's MAGA, right? It's MAGA. And that's why they said if I lost the election, which was never going to happen, I would have gone to Australia and made Australia great again. It's also MAGA. And I got along very well. First thing we would have done, we would have got rid of Vegemite. That stuff is disgusting. But you look at Javier, you look at Elon. These are beautiful people. And Elon was wearing that wonderful pair of safety goggles. I don't know any other reason why he'd wear those sunglasses. We have to talk to him. Melania will talk to him about fashion, right? You saw the hat. She looked like hot Carmen Sandiego at inauguration. You saw the hat. I thought it was like James Bond. She was going to throw it and take somebody's head off, right? And she almost blew away with the wind, but she did a fantastic job. But Elon and Javier were wonderful at CPAC. They did a fantastic job, and they look great, and the chainsaws are beautiful. I can tell you that, and I'm probably going to get one too, but mine will be, of course, solid gold. You know what I need, right? Solid gold. But I will get a solid gold chainsaw, believe me.
Beautiful. There he is. Sean Farish is Donald Trump doing it as he does every Friday. Sean's going to stick around. We're going to get his thoughts on the whole situation with Russia, Ukraine, Trump's involvement, also Cash Patel. And, of course, Sean, a former native New Yorker. We're going to talk to him about Kathy Hochul as we sweep through into the 9 o'clock hour.
Goo-goo.
Stick around and get your Goo Goo Doll tickets. They're not as good as Joe Conklin, joeconklin.com, but get them as well.
I don't know what was my favorite, Goo Goo or the hoagie, hoagie comment. Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Golden chainsaws. Yeah. Gold chainsaws for everybody. Yeah. Back after this.
Woo! When it comes to your home, trust is everything. You know, for 45 years, Kitchen Magic has been building a reputation for transforming kitchens with such precision and such care. From the custom cabinets they build in-house, these are local employers, to the countertops, backsplashes, and the all-important storage solutions. Let us not forget that. Kitchen Magic always gets the job done and fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality. Doesn't that sound nice? Without all the hassle. You can trust the name your neighbors have been relying on for decades. Kitchen Magic. So get your free in-home consultation. Do this. Go to kitchenmagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. Kitchenmagic.com. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app. Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24-7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.